Niles, being your 6-7 years in one place, how much do you think this kind of change will energize you?
It's like a clean slate for me. Santana Moss texted me. That's been my longtime mentor. And he said, you're a rookie all over again. So that's the mindset I'm taking into this opportunity. I'm grateful to be playing football for such an amazing organization. And this facility, top of the line, everything about it, I'm happy to be here.
Dave Colwell mentioned your special teams ability in his statements. Did you have to take pride in that really early in your career to carve out a niche?
From the moment I was at the Senior Bowl, it was clear that a lot of teams were looking for a special teams wide receiver kind of guy, and I just was willing to do whatever it took. And I had guys like Lorenzo Alexander, and Danny Smith was my special teams coach when I first got there, who kind of put me on the path and let me know that if guys with longevity in the league play special teams.
You obviously flashed here and there. How can you take us through some of the injuries that have slowed your career?
I broke my ankle back in 2014, by 2015, when I had signed my new contract. It was a freak accident. It was depressing, man, because I had everything I wanted right there. I was named the starter and everything. Just to kind of be back and to come back, I fought through that injury. I came back, and when people told me I wasn't going to be able to walk again, I came back from it. And the next year, we brought in Vernon Davis. So, and Jay Reed had the year he had, so I got kind of buried under that. And I just played my role. Whatever they asked me to do, I did. And I told Coach here that I'll do the same. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do.
A freak accident? Can you take it?
CT. One of our running backs, little guy, got flung, and I was nowhere. I wasn't really near to play, and he flew into my ankle, and my ankle broke.
How frustrating was it after that injury? You know, you said you felt you were ready to make a big leap, and then it's hard to get reps behind those guys. How frustrating was that for you?
It's extremely frustrating, and I played a large reason in why I'm here today. It's an opportunity for me, and I'm grateful for that opportunity.
8 catches for 99 yards against the Jaguars in 2013. Where does that rank amongst your highlight games offensively?
That was a big game for me. I remember Coach Gruden pulled me to the side and said I was going to get a lot of opportunities that game because Jay Reed got hurt, and so I ended up being the starter, and that was where I was really able to make my mark in those first 4 games before Jay Reed came back.
Special teams, there's a lot of guys coming and going. How important is it to have that leadership role on that phase of the team?
It's real important because that's the foundation of the special teams unit, is to have those guys, those core players who come in and younger guys can see how they're true professionals and how they go about their schedules and their days and how they handle special teams, because you need older guys to show the young guys the way. Because being a young guy, if I'd have came in and didn't have guys like Lorenzo Alexander there, I would have never known that special teams was so important in the NFL.
Mercedes, you two together, what's that mean to play with a veteran like this?
It's just as the same, almost like playing with Vernon. I know Vernon and Mercedes were real good friends. Vernon would talk Mercedes up. He's always talking Mercedes up, and I haven't met him, so I can't wait to meet him. He's a big guy. I feel like we're two different type of players, but I can learn so much from him, just like I learned from Jay Reed and Vernon.